From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Two key U.S. cabinet members are hoping to ease Mexican concerns about the Trump administration policies toward Mexico. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly meet Thursday with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto and members of his cabinet. It will be the first in what is expected to be a series of high-level meetings. Sean Spicer is the White House spokesman.
These are important meetings regarding the president's agenda to improve the quality of lives for both people of Mexico and the United States by combating drug traffickers and finding ways to bolster both our economies through a broader relationship that promotes commerce and legal immigration.
Sean Spicer. United Nations Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura said Wednesday that he is not expecting a breakthrough in upcoming talks.
I'm not expecting a breakthrough, but I'm expecting and determined for keeping a very proactive momentum.
De Mistura made the remarks just a day before he plans to open the discussions in Geneva. He warned of spoilers who will try to scuttle his efforts to bring the Syrian war to an end. A coalition official says U.S. forces have been shot at and have returned fire in the battle to take the Iraqi city of Mosul from the Islamic State group. The U.S. has about 450 military advisors deployed to assist Iraqi forces in the battle. They are not supposed to do any fighting, but have gotten close enough to the front that they have had to return fire on occasion. Malaysian police said Wednesday two women suspected of poisoning the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un knew what they were doing and trained to do what they did. This is VOA News. South Africa's High Court ruled Wednesday that the government cannot withdraw from the International Criminal Court without parliamentary approval. Anita Powell reports.
Constitutional activists briefly celebrated the legal victory Wednesday, and in the very next breath warned that the High Court ruling does not mean South Africa's fight over the International Criminal Court is over. An October notice of intent to withdraw from the War Crimes Court was made by South Africa's cabinet, but the High Court ruled only Parliament can make such a call. The cabinet is composed of stalwarts from the ruling African National Congress, so their decision to withdraw from the ICC did not allow the opposition to effectively argue. Anita Powell, Johannesburg.
U.S. President Donald Trump is dismissing protests that have broken out against his plan to dismantle the nation's health care plan and replace it with something he says is better. Noisy protests have sprouted recently at meetings in the home districts of Republican members of Congress. The president said on Twitter late Tuesday that the demonstrations are planned by liberal activists. The Trump administration moved Wednesday to revoke an Obama administration guideline mandating schools across the country to allow transgender students to use the bathrooms and locker rooms of their chosen sex. The administration says the matter should be left up to the individual states to decide. Anti-bullying provisions in the guidelines are being retained. President Trump said Wednesday that he plans to make the U.S. government leaner and more accountable. He made the remarks ahead of a meeting with key administration budget officials.
Unfortunately, the budget that we're essentially inheriting, is a mess. The finances of our country are a mess, but we're going to clean them up.
The president said we must do a lot more with less. Researchers announced Wednesday the discovery of seven planets orbiting a small star in our galaxy. All seven are believed to be about the size and mass of the Earth and are situated in a way that makes water possible on their surfaces. Thomas Zurbuchen is with NASA.
Three of these planets, marked in green, are in the habitable zone where liquid water can pool on the surface. In fact, with the right atmospheric conditions, there could be water on any of these planets.
Scientists believe the planets are the most promising places to search for life outside our solar system. Hungary has taken its name out of contention to host the 2024 Summer Olympics. A government spokesman made the announcement Wednesday. Russia's highest court Wednesday overturned the conviction of opposition activist Ildar Dadin, who had been in jail for more than a year for holding an unauthorized demonstration. The Russian Supreme Court annulled the case against Dadin and ordered his release. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are mixed at this hour. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.